The following program is a presentation of UALR's College of Arts, Humanities and Social Sciences, the Arkansas Symphony, and UALR Public Radio.
Thank you. This is Jeffrey Robson, and you are listening to a new season of At the Symphony. You just heard music of the living American composer John Corigliano, excellently played by the Louisville Orchestra under the direction of Lawrence Leighton Smith. The piece of music was the Promenade Overture, which was written in 1981 for the Boston Pops. Corigliano, who is the ASO's Composer of the Year this season, is a talented composer and a virtuoso one in that, to me, there's a wonderful ease to his music. It is easy to follow the arc of his works as one listens, and there are always many wonderful, seamless transitions between driving, energetic music, lush, expressive music, and spare, eerie-sounding music. He's certainly not a minimalist. There's tremendous variety in his rather prolific output. He doesn't really push a lot of traditional artistic boundaries in the sound of his orchestral music, but his music does not lack for that. His pinpoint control of the orchestration allows him to create a huge range of colors and types of expression. The Promenade Overture was actually inspired by Joseph Haydn, specifically by Haydn's Farewell Symphony, which involved the musicians finishing playing one by one and leaving stage until no one was left, thereby ending the work. Corigliano basically does this, but in reverse, creating a concert opener full of crisp fanfares, busy strings, and warm sentiment. In this radio program, we preview and explore the music of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra's Masterworks series. The season opener of the Masterworks series is this weekend, September 27th and 28th. The concerts are at the Maumelle Performing Arts Center, part of the Maumelle High School complex, at the new time of 7:30 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday. On the program will be Corigliano's Promenade Overture, Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, and Brahms' Symphony No. 2. Rachmaninoff is possibly the latest and the greatest of the romantic composers of piano concerti. His second and third concerti particularly set a benchmark for technical capability of the solo pianist, and the music soars with long singing melodies, lush harmonies, and rich orchestration. The opening chords of the second concerto are iconic, played here by Vladimir Ashkenazy. Thank you. That was from the first movement of Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto, played by pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy and with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andrei Previn. The full piece was premiered in 1901, and it was something of a comeback piece for Rachmaninoff. His major work previous to this one, his first symphony, was harshly criticized by many after its introduction, and it helped send Rachmaninoff into a state of depression and writer's block that lasted several years. With the help of psychoanalytic treatment from Dr. Nikolai Dahl, Rachmaninoff recovered, and this work is thereby dedicated to him. The second movement begins with a beautiful series of chords in the strings that to me evoke the second movement of Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. This movement features long contemplative melodies shared between the flute, clarinet, violins, and the solo piano. You've been listening to music of Russian composer Sergei Rachmaninoff, played by Vladimir Ashkenazi and the London Symphony Orchestra. You can hear this work in its entirety this weekend as the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra takes the stage at Maumelle Performing Arts Center to open its Masterworks series. Featured as guest artist will be pianist Andrew Stopa. American pianist Stopa is a native of St. Paul, Minnesota, and is enjoying a notable rise to fame as a technically brilliant, versatile soloist and chamber musician. A recent debut at Carnegie Hall drew rave reviews, and he has performances with major American orchestras on his schedule this season. He will feature prominently in the fiery and passionate finale to Rachmaninoff's Second Concerto. We won't have time to hear the whole movement in this program, but you can log on to ArkansasSymphony.org to secure your seat for one of the performances this weekend in Arkansas.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto, as recorded by Vladimir Ashkenazy and the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andrei Previn. You can hear this work in its entirety this weekend as the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra opens its Masterworks series in a new venue. The Maumelle Performing Arts Center right now is perhaps the best venue in central Arkansas to hear orchestral music. The Arkansas Symphony Orchestra's sound will take on new life in this program of Corigliano, Rachmaninoff, and Brahms. Brahms' Symphony No. 2 is another piece that exudes an ease of composition. In the first movement, there is a tranquil tone set from the beginning. The movement follows a classical form, and the themes develop and become intertwined in graceful yet complex musical textures. Each instrument in the orchestra is granted singing melodies and expressive moments. Here is Bruno Walter conducting the Columbia Symphony Orchestra, the studio orchestra of the Columbia Records label. That was from Brahms Symphony No. 2 in D major, in a recording of Bruno Walter conducting the Columbia Symphony Orchestra. The second movement starts with a brooding melody in the cellos, accompanied by a second melody in the bassoons. It soon gives way to a tender, heartfelt mood that lasts throughout the entire movement. This piece was written in a veritable outburst for Brahms one summer in 1877. Brahms was famous for having labored for some 15 years to complete his first symphony. You can hear this in the music of the first symphony as it feels weighted down with the pressure of writing a great work. This second symphony, however, written in the more pastoral key of D major, exudes a joy for life, and again, we feel this ease with which he creates this beautiful music. The melodies seem to melt into one another, creating incredibly natural transitions between moods and other musical sensations. Here again is Bruno Walter's recording with the Columbia Symphony Orchestra, playing an excerpt from the second movement of Brahms Symphony No. 2. That was from the second movement, Adagio, of Brahms' Symphony No. 2 in D major. Brahms is considered to have been a classicist throughout his career as a romantic composer. What that means primarily is that he stuck to writing music in the forms that had become popular during the 18th century, that is, the four-movement symphony or chamber work. The inner two movements are usually a slow movement and a scherzo movement in either order. In this symphony, the scherzo movement is not particularly fast at the outset, but is rather pastoral, and it starts with a beautiful oboe solo. There are two inner fast sections in the movement that remain pastoral, but are light and skittering. It is perhaps the shortest movement of any of Brahms' symphonies, yet it is unquestionably one of the most charming. That was again from Brahms Symphony No. 2 in D major, conducted by Bruno Walter, played by the Columbia Symphony Orchestra. To conclude this preview, the fourth movement starts with a busy yet pianissimo, very soft string line in unison that explodes into a joyous sentiment before playing a beautiful, satisfying second theme. Brahms takes the listener on a whirlwind tour of emotions in this movement, although it never seems to lose a sense of optimism. The eventual return to the key of D major ensures that the sparkling ending is thoroughly triumphant. been listening to Brahms Symphony No. 2 in D major as recorded by the Columbia Symphony Orchestra under Bruno Walter. You can hear this work in its entirety this weekend as the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra will return to its main stage series, the Stella Boyle Smith Masterworks Series. Those concerts are this Saturday, September 27th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 28th at 3 p.m. at the Maumelle Performing Arts Center in Maumelle, Arkansas. Featured will be works of John Corigliano, Sergei Rachmaninoff, and Johannes Brahms. Featured also will be the guest artist pianist Andrew Stopa. Music director Philip Mann will be on the podium and will also host concert conversations, a pre-concert talk, 1 hour before each concert. Until then, this is Jeffrey Robson for the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, and we'll see you at the symphony.
You have been listening to At the Symphony with Jeffrey Robson, a presentation of the Arkansas Symphony and UALR Public Radio.